most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top six reasons not to miss the Hall of Presidents. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 32 of the World of Walt podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation for the week of August 2nd, 2015. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans, whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Before we get into the topic for today, please stick around until the end of the show. I've got some information on how we can stay in touch and some important details on how you can win a great prize just for listening. Today we're coming to you from the Heritage Manor in Liberty Square in the Magic Kingdom. It used to be an antique shop, and then a gift shop, and then a FastPass Plus location, and now it's just a seating area, which is great on a warm day. Today, to help me explore the top six reasons not to overlook the Hall of Presidents, I have a former Disney Imagineer and all-around good guy, Brian Collins. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back here again with you. I am looking forward to it.
Me too. Thanks, Brian. It's been fun touring around the Magic Kingdom with you this morning so far. And I've already learned, I think I lost count at four new things about Liberty Square. So you have a treasure trove of information. It's a lot of fun to go.
Yeah, so many cool details that people just would overlook or wouldn't know about when they come out here. So hopefully I've been having fun pointing them out to you and you know, anyone else that ever wants to come join me, go to my website, wdwithme.com, and be glad to show you around.
Great. Thank you. And today we have an interesting topic, the top six reasons not to overlook the Hall of Presidents. But before we get into that, we have our infamous warm-up question. It's easy. Are you ready?
Fire away.
Turkey leg or Dole Whip?
Turkey leg or Dole Whip, man. Giving me food choices, that is not fair, because anyone who follows me on Twitter knows I'm a big food guy. Those are great choices. I am probably going to go with the turkey leg. Dole Whip is certainly the nostalgic favorite, I think. You know, that's been a part of the park for a long time, and I love me a good Dole Whip. Don't get me wrong, but man, something about sinking your teeth into a turkey leg, it's I enjoy the heck out of that, so I'll go with turkey leg, Herb.
I think there are a lot of people who are going to vote with you on that. I've had a few in my day. Turkeysaurus somewhere out there is lurking around because of me. If I had to pick, which I would never want to do just one or the other, but if I had to pick, I would probably say Dole Whip. I'm a sucker for frozen treats, and I like Dole Whip, but you really can't go wrong with either one.
No, actually, what about dipping your turkey leg into the Dole Whip? Kind of like French fries and ice cream.
That's right. Yeah, you can't go wrong with sweet and sugar and salt at the same time. So, good deal. All right, so our topic for today, top six reasons not to overlook the Hall of Presidents. Brian, number one, it's over to you.
Okay, so one thing that a lot of people don't realize, especially if you've never gone inside and you're scared to go in the Hall of Presidents because you think it's this big history lesson and the kids are going to be bored or whatever, well, that's not the case. And one of the coolest things is before you even get inside the theater itself, in the lobby area, there is a wonderful, like, mini museum that is just filled with all kinds of amazing artifacts and things that belonged to ex-presidents. So I just saw, for example, Gerald Ford was a distinguished Eagle Scout, and I'm very active in Boy Scouts myself, so I'll give the Scouts a plug. But they had his distinguished Eagle Scout medal in there. They had the boots that George W. Bush wore to his inauguration. They had George Washington's beer mug was in there, which I thought was really, so just all kinds of really cool thing. There was an eighth grade essay by one of the presidents in there. Really neat stuff. Also, there are a couple paintings hanging in the lobby, which are the original paintings that actually show up in the Hall of Presidents movie. So those are really cool. And one of them actually contains what I think is one of the most fun hidden Mickeys ever. So I'll be posting probably a picture of that either on Twitter or on my blog or somewhere so you guys can check that out. But that little mini museum Don't miss it. Great reason to start to head inside to the Hall of Presidents and enjoy that show.
I couldn't agree more. I'm amazed that Disney was able to get some of these artifacts and put them on display. And the fact that you can check them out while you're waiting for the show to begin is just another good reason to check out the Hall of Presidents. I saw the pocket watch of, I think it was Sam Adams or someone. Just the artifacts are incredible that they could get them. Yeah. And to know that they were owned by presidents is just, it's awe-inspiring.
Yeah. I think some first ladies' dresses. Also, I'll clarify a little bit of an urban myth that hangs out there every once in a while. But when you first walk in, there's a beautiful seal of the United States on the floor in the carpet. And that seal, a lot of people mistakenly think that that's the seal of the President of the United States. It's actually not. That's the Great Seal of the United States. There's a slight difference there. The President's seal, you will see that when you go into the theater. It's projected up onto the curtains before they open up to start the show. Nonetheless, it's a beautiful piece of carpentry that's in there when you first walk in. This wonderful Great Seal of the United States, and it just really kind of sets the tone for what you're about to experience.
Yeah, I think that's a really good tip. I've heard a lot of people say that Disney had to get special permission to put that seal down, and there are a lot of rumors and stories around the seal, so good to clear that one up. All right, good. Number one. So that number two is back over to me, and this is kind of a general item why I think it's good to stop by and spend some time in the Hall of Presidents. But for me, it's the fact that Disney decided to take on this topic. I can't imagine any other company that operates a theme park that would take on a topic as heavy and as important as the Office of the President of the United States.
I agree.
It's something that we could all learn more about, that we could all understand a bit better, that we could use to grow our respect for how our government works. And the fact that they just took on something so difficult as history and the difficult parts of American history, like war and slavery, and didn't skip by those topics, but decided to discuss them head on and in a very honest way. So the fact that this is a place geared for entertainment, but also provides education, the fact that they would even consider tackling a topic this tough, this potentially controversial, this important, I think just speaks volumes and is a good reason to head straight in the doors.
Yeah, great one, Herb. Yeah, I agree. You know, I wish history was taught to me as in such an entertaining manner as you can get it here at Walt Disney World, right? That's a great one.
Yeah, that's true. If my second grade classroom had a huge theater with animatronics in it every day, I would probably be much more interested in history than I am today. But I still do like history.
Yeah.
Okay, number two is the topic. So number three, Brian, back to you.
Okay, so number three, I'm going to approach this one purely from an Imagineer's point of view, and I'm going to plug all the attention to detail that you get in that show. I mean, when you look at the animatronics, the attention to detail, and a lot of it is stuff that you wouldn't even notice, or, you know, if it was done differently, you wouldn't even realize it. But Disney took the time to do it, and I'll give you a perfect example of that. The costumes on all of the presidents, not only are they accurate to the period of the president, but the way they were actually manufactured is accurate to that period. So, for example, in the early days, before sewing machines, all of the clothing was hand-sewn. And to keep with that accuracy, the Disney Imagineers, the costume designers, actually did hand-sew the early president's costumes to match that technique. Other things that y'all see are, for example, on FDR's legs, he's got the leg braces that he wore as president, and you know, you have to look carefully to find them, but they're there. If you look at just the attention to detail to the faces, all of those animatronic faces, the president's faces, were sculpted by a legendary Imagineer, an animator, a guy by the name of Blaine Gibson. Blaine did all of those sculptures in there. Beautiful, beautiful work. All of the wigs are handmade and attached. And even after Blaine retired from Imagineering, he couldn't stay retired for too long. He was so good at what he did that it's kind of like being in the mafia. I think I've used that comparison before, but WDI brought him out of retirement, and had him re-sculpt subsequent presidents' heads, all the way up to Barack Obama. He did not do Barack Obama. His protege did that one. But just beautiful attention. And then the way they just fidget and move their hands and all that kind of stuff in the background while the different presidents are talking or the presentation is going on, you'll see them adjusting their glasses or their, you know, scratching their neck or, you know, just little things like that. As a matter of fact, when Barack Obama recorded his portion for the Hall of Presidents, he's one of very few living presidents that actually recorded a piece for the Hall of Presidents. The Imagineering team went in and they not only recorded the audio, but they took video while he did that. And then the animatronics animators went back, and when they put his installed his figure into the Hall of Presidents, they actually matched to the video the same movements that Barack Obama was making while he read his portion for the show. So again, just, you know, incredible attention to detail that most people wouldn't know about, but it's what kind of brings it all together and makes a compelling show.
That's a great point, and some really good examples about the detail that we can see in the Hall of Presidents. I think that's one of the things that Disney does better than anyone else, is brings out those details. And you may not even consciously notice those, but it's all that level of information that adds up and makes it something really special. So attention to detail is a great example. All right, number four is over to me, and I'm actually going to get a little bit specific. So pardon me, history majors, if I get any of this wrong, but I always like the part of the Hall of Presidents that talks about Andrew Jackson. So I think the story of Andrew Jackson is especially inspiring. He was not educated. He was considered someone from the country, and it was something of a shock, maybe, that someone from that background would become president of the United States, and they had to put the tubs of punch out on the lawn of the White House so all the people wouldn't trudge their dirty boots through the house. But the fact that anyone can become president is something that's very inspiring, and I think Andrew Jackson's story is very inspiring. And the fact that he gets a minute or two in the show is very interesting, and I think very appropriate. So I love the highlighting of Andrew Jackson in the Hall of Presidents.
I don't know if anyone can become president. I mean, I tried once or twice before, and it didn't work out for me, so, you know. But no, I agree, Herb. That's again, you know, and I think that goes back to what we were saying before about, you know, how Disney can just make history come alive. They do the same thing at the American Avenger over in Epcot, a wonderful, wonderful show. And here at the Hall of Presidents, the same thing. So yeah, absolutely.
Good, thanks. All right, that was number four. So number five, Brian, back to you.
Okay, so the next thing I think that I'd like to talk about is where Hall of Presidents is located within the Magic Kingdom, and that's inside Liberty Square. You probably hear the riverboats in the background there. That's kind of cool. But yeah, so Hall of Presidents is in Liberty Square, and I think Liberty Square, unfortunately, is an area where a lot of people just tend to like walk through real quick just to get to the Haunted Mansion or get to Splash Mountain, and they don't really stop to take a time to look around and appreciate, again, the level of detail that the Imagineers went to in creating the environment. It's really phenomenal when you think about it. And I'll give you a few examples. So when you walk through Liberty Square, if you look at the buildings, you'll see, for example, the shutters on the buildings are hanging crooked. And that's not a mistake. That's actually historically accurate. The reason that they hang crooked like that is because back in colonial times, before they invented hinges, the way the colonists would attach those shutters to their homes would be with leather strips, you know, little strips of leather. They would tie the shutters to their windows. And over time, that leather would naturally age and stretch. And as that happened, the shutters would tend to get crooked. So here in Liberty Square, the Imagineers, understanding that, actually hung many of these shutters crooked. Some other little details, if you look in the windows, there's all kinds of like little surprises or Easter eggs, if you will. In one of the windows, there is a little girl's doll. And the reason they put that girl's doll in there is because, again, in colonial times, that was a signal if there was ever a fire or an emergency, the firefighters would see that doll in the window and they would know right away that there was a child that lived in that house. Another example would be over one of the buildings in one of the windows, you'll see a rifle. That was another signal. That is a Minuteman's rifle, and that showed that a Minuteman lived in that particular house. So you saw that rifle in the window, you knew that that's some place you could go for security if you needed to do so. And it just goes on and on. I had the pleasure several years ago when I was working for WDI, I actually got to walk through the Magic Kingdom in Liberty Square, in particular with John Hench, who was the master designer and planner of much of the Magic Kingdom. And having him kind of point these details out was just phenomenal. You know, again, just stuff you never think about. He told me that, you know, they certainly, the design team took trips to Williamsburg and they took trips to Jamestown to look at the actual historical buildings and kind of like learn as much as they could. And then they used all that information when they came back and they designed Liberty Square. So just wonderful detail.
Some great tips. I do think the Liberty Square is an exceptionally beautiful area of the Magic Kingdom. And you're right, it's a shame that a lot of folks rush through and don't have the time or take the time to really enjoy everything that's here. I've also heard that the cement out in front with sort of the brown area running between it has a meaning.
It does.
Yeah, can you tell us about that one?
Okay, cool. Put the Imagineer on the spot. That is actually representative of the Mississippi River. And the reason they put that there is if you look at Liberty Square, actually starting with the Haunted Mansion and going all the way into Frontierland, you're actually following the progression of architecture from the East Coast to the West Coast. So you start with the Haunted Mansion, which is a Hudson River style mansion down in New York City. Then you come around, you've got the Harbor House, which is New England style, progress to Liberty Square. You've got the So you come around Harbor House, and then in front of you, you've got the Hall of Presidents. Hall of Presidents naturally puts you in Philadelphia, right? Because it's reminiscent of, you know, the constitutional halls in Philadelphia. You keep going, and you come to the what used to be the Diamond Horseshoe Review. I can't remember the name of it right now. Is it still the Diamond Horseshoe?
I think it still is the Diamond Horseshoe.
Horseshoe. So you come to the Diamond Horseshoe, and that is St. Louis. So again, you can see you're moving yourself east to west. You cross over the Mississippi, and now you're going from the colonial times of 1700s into the 1800s of the Wild West, and that puts you into Frontierland. So across the way, you've got the Tom Sawyer Island, which is in the River of Americas, which represents the actual Mississippi. And then that takes you to Thunder Mountain, which puts you in Arizona. And there you go.
You get your tour of the United States.
You get your tour of the United States.
And
again, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, Disney is all about story. The Imagineers were all about keeping true to the story. And things that, again, most people may not necessarily consciously realize, but subconsciously, it's all there.
Yep. Very good. Thanks, Brian. And sorry to put you on the spot, but you came through with flying colors.
Yeah.
So, good job. All right. I'll have to put you on the spot more because you're giving some really good information here. So number six, the last one, is over to me. And I would say the sixth reason not to pass by the Hall of Presidents is the sense of national pride that this attraction creates. It's a gorgeous show, an educational show. It's an inspiring show. And I don't think you can walk out without holding your head a little bit higher and being glad that you have the privilege to be a resident of the United States. It just tells our story, the good and the bad. And it's a way to just admire the 200 plus years of our country's history. So for number six, I would say check out the show so that you can have an added sense of pride in the United States.
I agree. You know, I mean, gosh, especially these days, there's so much bad going on in the world and so much negative stuff. And I think people come to Disney World to kind of escape some of that. And I can think of very few other places, if any, you know, that really will give you a sense, like you said, a sense of pride of being an American. Hall of Presidents, you know, the kids may not want to go in there, but drag them in and make sure they see it, because A, you know, they think they may be bored with it or whatever, but I guarantee you they will not. They will come out of it thinking, holy cow, you know, what an amazing experience. And it just gives you goosebumps. Again, you know, this and the American Adventure over in Epcot, just two wonderful shows that, to me, I think showcase the best of what America is. And no one, I think, can do that as well as Disney can. It just leaves you with goosebumps every time.
I think you're right. Yeah, I feel that way whenever I walk out. And I also think, in addition to instilling a sense of national pride, it provides a sense of perspective, too. It tells the story of the past 230 years or whatever it was, and how far that we've come, and it puts all the crazy things going on in today's world into place a little bit, because there have been a lot of crazy things going on during this time. It's part of how a country grows up and how a country matures. And seeing that perspective and just being proud of that history is a great reason to stop by.
Yeah. And also, I'll just say one more thing, too. It's also very important because we get so many foreign guests, obviously, at Walt Disney World. And I think it gives Disney a chance to kind of tell the story of the United States to those visitors from abroad that are coming here. And, you know, again, shows them that we're not scared to embrace the good and the bad in our past. But at the end of the day, hopefully, you know, the message is that this is the greatest country in the world. And you know, certainly I believe that. Hopefully most of the listeners out there believe it. And you know, again, just a wonderful, wonderful way to tell that story.
Right on. I am right with you. Great way. I don't think we can top it, so let's recap.
Okay.
Let's recap the top six reasons not to overlook the Hall of Presidents. Number one, the museum at the entrance. Number two, taking on a difficult topic. Number three, the attention to detail. Number four, a little bit of info on Andrew Jackson. Number five, a chance to check out the details in Liberty Square. And number six, a chance to experience some national pride. Brian, a fun list. Thanks for going over it with me.
This was very cool. This was fun.
So if people are interested in finding out more about you, how can they get in touch?
How can they get in touch? Well, you can absolutely go to my website, wdwithme.com, and find me there. I've got links to my Facebook page, so please check out my Facebook page and like me there. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at wdwithmebrian. Please follow me. I love getting followers. On my website, I've got blogs. Check out my blogs. A lot of hopefully kind of cool, different kind of inside information from a former Imagineer's point of view. Every once in a while, you can catch me scoping live on Periscope, which you and I have been doing today, Herb, and it has been a lot of fun. So doing some live broadcasts. So there are all kinds of ways, but you know, email me at brian@wdwithme.com too. I love hearing from people, good and bad, so come find me. And there's my shameless plug, wdwithme.com.
All right, that's good. The shameless ones are the best. All right, thanks, Brian, for joining me today.
All right, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Presidents of the United States. George Washington. John Adams. Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, I'm not going to make you listen to the whole list, but we will use that as our way out. We've made it through the list of the top six reasons not to miss the Hall of Presidents, but our conversation isn't over. I'd love to hear what you think about our list. Do you have a different idea or something you want to add? You can do that by checking out the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/32 or worldofwalt.com/Hall of Presidents. Both of those links work great on desktops, smartphones, and tablets. Leave your comments in the comments section and check out what other folks think as well. I would like to thank everyone who's been in touch with me, like Jeff from the UK, who wrote, "Sat here in the UK enjoying your latest feature. Great to visualize all of the attractions discussed by your presenters while I drank my coffee. Thank you. P.S. Our 2016 Disney World vacation is already booked and only 47 weeks to wait. Jeff, thanks for your note. I'd love to hear from you too, and it's easy to get in touch with me. Let me know what you think about today's show or just stop by and say hi by sending me an email, info@worldofwalt.com, leaving a voicemail message for me at 407-391-5023, leave an online voicemail message for me at worldofwalt.com/voicemail, or check me out on social media, facebook.com/worldofwalt or pinterest.com/worldofwalt, and I may read or play your message on the air too. If you like today's podcast, it would be super if you would rate and review it on iTunes. You can get easy to follow instructions on how to do just that at worldofwalt.com/iTunes. If you thought today's podcast was a stinker, then skip the review. I'd like to thank you for listening and invite you to enter a special contest that's open to the folks who listen and visit the show notes page. Again, head over to that show notes page at worldofwalt.com/32, and there you can enter to win a $100 Disney gift card. It's easy to enter by following the simple directions on that page, and it's my way of saying thanks for listening. To wrap up today, I would like to give you my heartfelt thank you for your spending a little bit of your time with me today. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com site, where you can find interesting Disney articles, enter sweepstakes for amazing Disney prizes, and chat with other folks who like Disney in the comments sections and in the forums. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that is very cool. Thank you so much for being a part of it. So, until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.